or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
It would be like taking candy from a baby.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Trick or treat! Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
Your suffering will be legendary, even in hell.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Oh no, we're all doomed!
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Children of the night, what music they make.
Evolution is a dangerous child for any species to let loose on its planet. By the time you realize what's happening, the child is a toddler up and causing havoc, and it's too late to put it back. We humans are Earth's Pandoran species. We're the ones who let the second replicator out of its box, and we can't push it back in. We're seeing the consequences all around us. Now, that, I suggest, is the view that comes out of taking memetics seriously. And it gives us a new way of thinking about not only what's going on our planet, but what might be going on elsewhere in the cosmos. So, first of all, I'd like to say something about memetics and the theory of memes. And secondly, how this might answer questions about who's out there, if indeed anyone is. So, memetics. Mimetics is founded on the principle of universal Darwinism. Darwin had this amazing idea. Indeed, some people say it's the best idea anybody ever had. Isn't that a wonderful thought, that there could be such a thing as a best idea anybody ever had? Do you think there could? Someone says no very loudly from over there. Well, I say yes, and if there is, I give the prize to Darwin. Why? Because the idea was so simple, and yet it explains all design in the universe. I would say not just biological design, but all of the design that we think of as human design. It's all just the same thing happening. What did Darwin say? I know you know the idea of natural selection, but let me just paraphrase The Origin of Species, 1859, in a few sentences. What Darwin said was something like this. If you have creatures that vary, and that can't be doubted. I've been to the Galapagos and I've measured the size of the beaks and the size of the turtle shells and so on, and 100 pages later. And if there is a struggle for life such that nearly all of these creatures die, and this can't be doubted. I've read Malthus and I've calculated how long it would take for elephants to cover the whole world if they bred unrestricted and so on, and another 100 pages later. Very few that survive pass on to their offspring whatever it was that helped them survive, then those offspring must be better adapted to the circumstances in which all this happened than their parents were. You see the idea? If, then. He had no concept of the idea of an algorithm, but that's what he described in that book, and this is what we now know as the evolutionary algorithm. The principle is, you just need those three things: variation, selection, and heredity. And as Dan Dennett puts it, if you have those, then you must get evolution. Or design out of chaos without the aid of mind.
Actually, Sally, Halloween is revered as the day when the graves yawn and the dead rise.
Plus, you get the thick candy corns up your nose.
Minister, he's a sinister minister. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community, and sometimes even educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and, you know, Halloween is coming up in about a week and a half, and it's just a great theme that we can build around musically. And I've decided that we're going to be celebrating it for 2 weeks in a row. This evening, well, this being a Tears of the Gods, we've, of course, got a feature for you. And tonight, it's actually a double feature. Two featured albums. We just heard from the Boston-based band Township. And they've been rocking us since 2006. They were WBCN, 2007 Rock and Roll Rumble winners. And back in 2008, I was, in addition to doing my sound collages here, I was also volunteering on Wednesday nights for our On the Town live local music show, doing some of the engineering with Joel Simquez. And I engineered a show where Townsend was on, and I met Greg and John and Maddie and Mark there. And we're going to be hearing from their debut album, Township, of 2007, and it's a real Halloween-based album, I'd say. That song that we just heard from them was Sinister Minister. And then before that, we started off musically with the title track from our other featured album, Wendy Carlos's Beauty in the Beast. And, well, she came to national attention, world attention, way back in 1968, with her album Switched on Bach, which featured early... She worked with Bob Moog, inventor of the Moog synthesizer, and she did a whole bunch of Bach pieces, rather laboriously, but quite the pioneer with that. And then she later went on to basically co-invent ambient music with an album of 1972, Sonic Seasonings. And she's done a number of different film scores, including A Clockwork Orange. And this album that we're featuring tonight, Beauty and the Beast, it's from 1986. And as the liner notes state, the entire album is synthesized. That all the music and sounds heard were directly digitally generated. As she says in the liner notes, this eliminates all the limitations of microphones, which are the weak link necessary in nearly all other digital recordings, including those which employ sampling technologies. And then another really notable thing about this Beauty and the Beast album is that it uses alternate tunings and scales. And in particular, Wendy Carlos used perfect tunings, not the equally tempered tunings that we're used to. And, well, let me get a little technical here and explain some music theory. So I was trying to warm up my explanation before with DJ Easy Ed. So we'll see how this, if I'm comprehensible here. So broadly, there's two ways to precisely define the tunings of a notes in a musical scale. There's first perfect just tuning, which came first historically, and then there's equally tempered tuning. And just tuning is absolutely more correct because the intervals are perfect numerical ratios, like 3-2 for a fifth, and, 2-1 for an octave. But the problem is that that just tuning only works for one key, like the key of A or the key of B. If you switch keys to say B, then those values using the perfect numerical ratios are wrong. So in the 18th century, they came up with a solution called equally tempered tuning, where the values are all uniformly fudged, and it lets a piano player play in any key. Maybe a better way to visualize that is on a guitar. You've got frets, and there's 12 of them per octave, and the frequency difference between them is given in hundredths, in units called cents, hundredths of a semitone, one space fret. So if the open string is 0 cents, then the first fret is 100 cents, and the second is 200, and the third is 300. But the problem is, with this equally tempered tuning that way, is that really a perfect minor third, the note that you'd get at the third fret, it's not really 300. It's really more like 316. And then the major third interval, which is the next fret, the fourth fret, it's not really 400. If your ears are really here, it's really more like 386. So that's a big problem. But equally tempered tuning says, nope, it's going to be 300, not 316. And it's going to be 400, not 386. And it all kind of sounds a bit wrong compared to the perfect tuning. But that's the way it is. And you can't go retuning a piano when you switch from the key of A to the key of B or anything like that. But what you can do on certain instruments, like what a guitar player can do, and a lot of blues guys do this a lot without really understanding what they're doing, is they bend the note. So instead of getting exactly the 300, they push it up and they get the 316, the perfect minor third. And they can push it up even more and get that perfect major third. Another thing that so that's the way that she's programmed her synthesizers in this whole Beauty and the Beast album. And it's a pretty cool thing. Another thing I wanted to mention is on the back of the album, Beauty and the Beast, Wendy Carlos includes a quote by Van Gogh. "I am always doing what I cannot do yet in order to learn how to do it." And, well, I like that quote a lot. And it's in my quotes file, quotes.txt. So also mixed in to that in my intro set there was an initial excerpt from Susan Blackmore's very scary 2008 TED Talk called Memes and Teams. It's the scariest TED Talk I've ever watched or listened to. And we're going to be mixing in a lot more of that throughout our sound collage this evening. And, you know, what other radio programs are you going to hear a TED Talk? Who else broadcasts TED Talks about technology, entertainment and design, ideas worth spreading on the radio? Well, certainly not any of those commercial radio stations. But we'll do it here at WMFO. At least I will. And in particular, Susan Blackmore was introducing the talk, talking about evolution. And Darwin, Charles Darwin's great insight, that if you have entities, things in a system with variation among them, naturally, there's going to be, if there's some sort of selection mechanism that makes some survive better, then that's, you know, that's going to choose. And you've got the third thing that she was mentioning is if you've got inheritance. So things that have particular variations, they pass them along to their kids. Well, the combination of those three things, variation and some sort of selection or filtering mechanism, and then inheritance, well, that makes evolution happen naturally, and you just can't stop it. And her talk is about memes, Richard Dawkins' concept of ideas taking on a life of their own, information that replicates and manages to get copies of its itself, like melodies and stories. And she introduces a special category of memes, ideas that spread, called teams. And teams are memes which live in technological artifacts instead of the human mind. And, you know, when the machines take over, that's what we're talking about, teams. Ideas encapsulated in technology that replicate and spread. So we've got so much in store for you this evening, including great music from Johnny Cash and Rush and AC/DC and Jim Morrison and Captain Beefheart and Apollo 440. And of course, our featured artists, Township and Wendy Carlos from the epic Beauty and the Beast album. So let's get the rest of your sometimes intellectual, always entertaining, hopefully, sound collage party going. And here, going out to DJ Easy Ed, something from the Reverend Horton Heat, the Halloween Dance. They're on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
Trance. a dream. You're not alive. This whole thing is just a dream.
There's one word I love on that slide. What do you think my favorite word is? Chaos? No. What? Mind? No. No, not without. You try them all in order, hmm? Must. This is what makes it so amazing. You don't need a designer or a plan or foresight or anything else. If there's something that is copied with variation and it's selected, then you must get designer peering out of nowhere. You can't stop it. Must is my favorite word.
The night is black without a moon. The air is thick and still. The vigilantes gather.
What act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
Whoa. Whoa. Here you are.
You're gonna love it here on Margarita Mondays. We get up first thing in the morning, we drink all morning, we drink in the afternoon, we drink in the evening, then we start dancing.
Really?
We smoke cigars, cigarettes, clove cigarettes. We smoke until our lungs fall out.
Wow, sounds kind of cool.
Nightmare. An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw.
Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo, faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught 'em yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As a rider floated on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. If they are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yo, riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
I love jocks.
And you'll love it here on THC Thursdays. That's right, we do heroin, opium, cocaine, we do it all.
Wow, I never knew how it could be this cool.
Thank you.
You're tuned into the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this evening, it's part one of our Halloween celebration. And we've got a double feature for you this evening, two albums. The Boston area band Township with their debut album of many years ago that's very Halloween oriented. And then that sonic genius of classical and ambient music and film scores as well. Wendy Carlos, her album Beauty in the Beast, an album notable for using alternate tunings and scales and perfect, just tuning. Not the equally tempered scales that are more or less universally used in most music. So we began that set with a song I was sending out to DJ Easy Ed. That was the Reverend Horton Heat and a Halloween Dance from Halloween Hootenanny. And then we heard from Rush, Witch Hunt from Moving Pictures. And layered on top of that, we had, well, our featured TED Talk of the evening for this sound collage, Susan Blackmore. And a TED Talk called Memes and Teams. The scariest TED Talk I've ever heard, talking about, well, ideas that take on a life of their own, memes, and more particularly when technological ideas do that, perhaps taking over not just the planet Earth, but perhaps the universe eventually. And we'll be hearing more of that mixed into our sound collage this evening. And then we heard from Black Uhura, Evil Spiritual Gangster, and Township, the Happy Pumpkin. And then another selection from Halloween Hootenanny, Southern Culture on the Skids. Werewolf was the name of that track. And then the legend, Johnny Cash, Ghost Riders in the Sky, his cool cover version of that, from an album called The Legend from Johnny Cash. Yes. And we finished things off with AC/DC and Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be. And I mixed in a couple of clips there from Gia Palamono. Yes, a little skit talking about hell. And, well, in that TED Talk, Susan Blackmore was talking about the best idea ever, her nomination for that, Charles Darwin's Theory of Evolution. And, you know, it's October, and we've been having weather. Can't pretty much avoid having weather all the time here on planet Earth. But I think these days of October are just some of the best days of the year. And I want to commend all the people who take public transportation rather than driving, because that's a really good thing for you and for the environment. And you can save yourself money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise that you should be, now's a great time to consider perhaps ditching the public transportation and walking directly to where you want to go. Because depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time that it takes you to get to the T stop and then wait for the T to come, the T or the bus, and then have it take you to your station, and then you got to get to your final destination because it's probably not the T stop. You know, when you factor all of that in, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, if you're walking, you're getting good exercise. And And if it takes you maybe 30 minutes to go someplace using the T, but it takes you 45 minutes to walk instead, why not walk? Because in that scenario, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air, and it'll only take you an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. And this has been a public service message from people who care. Yes, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Educational Radio. So backing me up right now, my ambiance is another local band here from Boston, Land of the Loops. Although, well, he, because it's a he, a one-man project, I moved a while back. But still a local band. Yes, Land of the Loops. This is I Dream of Ghosts. So let's get back to our celebration of Halloween here with Wendy Carlos and Susan Blackmore's TED Talk and Township and some songs ahead that are scary and some that are not. And, well, of particular note, we're going to be hearing a ghost song from Mr. Jim Morrison and the Doors. We're going to be hearing from that crazy Captain Beefheart, sonic genius, or just, you know, crazy guy with some instruments. Well, Frank Zappa thought he was a genius because he produced one of his albums. And let's start off that set, though, with that master of the Telecaster guitar, John Five, and he's another great Halloween artist because he's got so many songs that just fit the theme, like this one called Dead Man's Dreams from his Vertigo album.
So that's what this is all about. It's because I'm a vampire, isn't it?
Well...
Are you afraid of what your friends are going to think? Are you afraid they won't let you in the sorority? Afraid they'll whisper, hey, there goes the vampire.
Makes it so amazing. You don't need a designer or a plan or foresight or anything else. If there's something that is copied with variation and it's selected, then you must get designer peering out of nowhere. But you can't stop it.